Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
Our 435 flashback today is about life on the road and the rigors musicians face when they're touring. It presents the other side of fame, which the public doesn't see, the loneliness and aggravation. Bob Seger wrote the song in what, for him, was an unusual way. He told Music Connection that he hardly ever wrote on the road. He was more of a field general, and there wasn't a lot of time for writing back then. The only two songs that he can think of that he actually wrote on the road, Night Moves and this one, Turn the Page. Bob Seger explained their first headline show ever was in Detroit's Cobo Arena back on September 4th and 5th in 1975, and it was a large 12,000-seat hall. Bob remembers while he was singing Turn the Page how nice it was to have such a good on-stage monitor. He had never heard his voice sung so well while performing. The version of Seger's Greatest Hits album was taken from these shows. Bob also suffers from tinnitus, which is the ringing in the ears caused by exposure to loud volumes. And this explains the line, later in the evening when I lie awake in bed, with the echo from the amplifiers ringing in your head. He actually took a break from music for a while because of his hearing problems. But eventually, the road called him back. The characters in many of Bob Seger's songs don't find the satisfaction or fulfillment they thought their dreams would hold. They end up either stuck in heaven listening to the sounds of something far away, a bird on the wing, the sound of thunder. They think back on the promise of younger years, surprised at the passing of time. Only occasionally do they find renewal, and more often they try to make some moment last. They watch it slipping past. The light fades from the screen. They wake up alone. Next time, perhaps, he'll get it right. Here's Bob Seger with Turn the Page, our KQAK 435 flashback.